Welcome to Podcasting Smarter, the podcast for podcasters by podcasters. Podcasting Smarter is the official podcast from Podbean, featuring podcasting interviews, best practices, and helpful tips. We're here to give you the tools, resources, product updates, and news to help you get started podcasting and keep your podcast growing.
Welcome to Podcasting Smarter. In today's exciting episode, we're honored to have Oliver Wellington, founder of Headliner, and Alyssa Craig, their marketing manager, back with us to share their wealth of knowledge. Headliner has transformed how podcasts are promoted, and we're delving into top strategies for making your podcast a standout success. From mastering visual engagement to navigating the ever-changing landscape of social media, Oliver and Alyssa bring invaluable insights directly to you. Whether you're just beginning your podcasting adventure or looking to elevate your existing show, this episode is brimming with practical, actionable tips. Stay tuned, and here we go. Let's talk about content repurposing. This is a really big one for you guys specifically. What are some things that podcasters can do to really effectively repurpose their content across different mediums? I mean, this is pretty much what Headliner does, so I'd love to hear from you guys about successes that podcasters are seeing and what you guys recommend in that regard.
At Headliner, we're basically just repurposing content, right? So you have your core podcast recording, and then from that, you can create transcript, basically like tons of different things with very minimal effort. The transcript, videos, and all the different aspect ratios for all the different social networks, stuff for YouTube. You can export videos to put on your website. But I think in terms of creating the content, we've kind of solved that. In terms of what you do with it, for YouTube, it can be completely automated, and we're bringing that into other platforms as well. But I would guess that in terms of what's successful, I think it's about finding the right clip that's going to resonate with people on the platform you choose. And so I think like some people will want to just put out like a single clip. But the reality is like you probably need to be putting out a bunch of clips to see which ones work. And to do that, you need to generate lots of content. And so what I usually tell people, what I see some of the more successful people doing is they have a mixed strategy where they're doing their own clips where they say they've recorded an episode. They have like, here are the three clips I really want. I know these are going to do great. But then those may do great on social. They may not. And they also will augment that with all the automated stuff that we create as well. And so I think it's like, you can definitely just set it and forget it. But I definitely recommend being active with some of your stuff that you post and kind of finding that right balance of completely automated stuff versus stuff that you're creating in a more manual fashion as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Alyssa, you want to jump in?
I don't really think I have anything to add. I think that was very eloquently said. So I can just do more of the manual stuff. Like even like Oliver said, like there are different ways to batch your clips and content and stuff like that. But as you're recording, you normally probably are like, oh, that was funny or that was good. Just write that down. Just say like, hey, and then you can make a clip from that very quickly, very easily again. That's more of a manual process. And I'll do that all the time with our own podcast or within Eddie, like when I'm going through the transcript, just being like, oh, that's funny. And then pulling out a little quick clip. Minimal effort, high return is what we're all about.
And I also suggest people can do like, we're in this area of like the thesis being like most podcasters don't have the time or money to create all the social assets they need to be competitive. And so I don't think that means that you shouldn't try doing more in-depth videos, animations. I definitely suggest everyone tries to do something that you couldn't do on Headliner and see if that works for you. It'll take a lot more time, but you may find that you get a better return on your investment for that. And you may find that you want to do both. And so yeah. I think it's important to experiment with different things. And it doesn't have to be any one of these things. Going back to what I originally said, it's really about what brings you some level of joy too. Like if you want to go to Fiverr or Upwork and hire a person to animate your entire episode into some scene, which I've seen stuff like that out there, it's great. Definitely go and do that. Try it out and see if it works. I think there's a lot of creative things that can be done. And especially with like all the AI stuff that's out there now, there's a lot of ways you can get visuals that weren't really available easily even a few months ago. You can type in prompts and get very interesting things to at least to try out. Eventually, when everyone's using it, it'll all kind of become the norm and then it won't stand out anymore. But there's definitely a window right now where a lot of this AI stuff is ripe for experimentation. And I think the people that do experiment with it will probably reap the benefits of it. It's a pretty exciting time in tech right now because of all this wild stuff going on. It's just fascinating. All the things you can create just using your mind.
Yeah, it's really wild. I think when we all thought of AI, we didn't think working within the podcasting industry and for everybody out there who's a podcaster is something where we all thought about AI in the future. We never thought, oh, show notes, right? Or like, oh, it'll help me with the social captions or with lots of different tools. It's not something where we thought it'll help with SEO or anything like that. It's something where when you're thinking of AI, I think 10 years ago, we all would have said robots, right?
Yeah.
So it's a really fun time that we're in. And there's so many different tools that are coming out. We just launched Podbean AI. And so it is important to have a play with all the tools that you think might work for you and see in terms of your personal bandwidth, what does work in terms of audience engagement. I think that's really important as well. But in terms of content repurposing, it is something I think, like you both have said, you're going to have to test what works, right? When something's funny, flag it. And I think that's really important. And then see what resonates with your audience. And that may be different depending on what platform. That may be different depending on what time of day you're posting. That may be different depending on the length of the clip. I think those are all really important factors as well. So let's talk about engagement techniques, right? So obviously you have all these great assets. You've created them with Headliner. You've published your podcast with Podbean. Once you post, what are some techniques that you guys have seen that engage listeners and get them to share the podcast or get them to subscribe or download the episode?
I would definitely say once you start sharing it, you'll probably see some people leave comments or even just retweet it. Simple things like DMing or just even like following people back, just responding, acknowledging that, hey, thank you for being a listener. Just kind of building that community within your own podcast following, I think is very important. And then also pay attention to your analytics page. You had just mentioned time of day can be very important, especially like we know that we have like a lot of people over in Germany and like we're in central time. So like time of day is very critical for us. So really figuring out how to balance that, thinking how to schedule ahead and things like that. And then you'll just normally spot trends pretty quickly. So you can even see like how long people are listening to your clips. So then you can play around and say like, oh, I've been posting a minute clip, but people are only really listening for 20 seconds or so. Use that information and try and even hone in on a better clip for yourself to really optimize for both your listeners and then your podcast, really maximizing kind of that impact and that initial reach that you can have on social media or wherever you're posting. And then again, just really letting people know kind of whenever you're doing something or posting, even if you're taking a little bit of a break, you're a human, just kind of acknowledging that and just really having an open line of communication with your listeners, whether that's social media, emails, website, however you are promoting yourself or talking about yourself. Just be responsive and let people know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. And it's something where one of the top suggestions that someone from our team recommended is just to reply when somebody comments. I think it's something where you think, oh, I'll get to that later. Or, oh, hey, they like my show. They left an emoji. Or if your audience is engaging with you, engage back, right? It's a conversation. So I think that that's such an important aspect of social. And it's easy to forget or put by the wayside or say you'll get to later. But it's something where, you know, if people are commenting and they're taking the time to engage back. I want to talk about collaboration a little bit more. Oliver, you talked about promo swaps on podcasts, which are a really great way to grow a show. And that can be either a promo, whether it's like a 30-second, minute, 90-second promotion of a podcast or ad, you know, hey, here's a show, we know you'll like it kind of a thing. Or it can be a feed drop, which is directly an entire episode. You're swapping and you're going to publish someone else's episode on your show and they're going to publish one of yours. But what are some other ways that you guys have seen creators or even brands amplify a podcast reach?
Another thing is, like you kind of mentioned, just guesting. Like, for example, being a guest on podcasts. Like, if you have a podcast, that's great. But also go out and be a guest on podcasts that make sense for you to do so. I'm not 100% sure that I can really speak to this, but there's also a bunch of different podcast networks that will try to help promote each other to some degree. I've heard various things from good, from great to not so great in terms of how those work. So definitely, if it feels right, I think worth trying out. Another thing we see is there's definitely people that go to the various podcasting conferences and network with other podcasters. And in podcasting too, I think don't be afraid to reach out to the services you are using for your podcast and see if there's opportunities there to collaborate in some manner. So whether it be your podcast host or Headliner, wherever, basically, like, you'd be surprised at how often you can kind of get a little extra boost from some companies that are in the space as well. Alyssa, do you have any other thoughts on that? Like various ways podcasters can collaborate or things you've seen?
I would just really echo the don't be afraid to ask. Podcasting is very community. Everybody's very collaborative. No one's really mean here. Just really making sure that you're being kind, throwing it back and just saying like, hey, I would love to have like this opportunity, even if it's just for like 20-second clip, just saying, hi, I'm Alyssa, I do this. That's just a really great way to increase your network.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about this heaps at Podbean. It's something where you're never going to get a yes if you don't ask, right? You could get a no, but there's no way you're going to get a yes if you don't ask. So I think that that's definitely an important aspect as well. And I think what you've both said in terms of that collaborative moment, I think, Oliver, you had talked about finding podcasts that are similar to yours in audience or niche earlier. You had mentioned that. And it's something where you want to find people who have a specific interest. Maybe your podcast isn't exactly the same or exactly the same size audience, but it's something where if there's enough in common, and maybe it's even great that they're not that similar, people will find it interesting. And Alyssa, I love what you said about that collaboration within the industry, because generally people get into podcasting because they're curious, right? They're curious and they're excited. And they don't get into podcasting because they think that they've got something to say without input or without an audience, right? People get into podcasting because they want to share. And so I think that spirit of sharing and collaboration really does go far within the industry as well, which is a fun one.
Podcasters do love to talk. That's one thing that I will say is that if you talk to a podcaster, there's a good chance you'll have a very long conversation. So it's not like other markets or industries where there's a lot of places where people might not want to talk. Like they might prefer to do email, but like podcasting, there's like a 99% chance if you talk to a podcaster, they're going to be pretty good at conversation and they're going to want to talk. And just remember that, like you can probably go up to any podcaster and start just chatting. It's not like other industries in that regard. So don't be afraid to talk.
Yeah. Love it. Well, it's just been such a pleasure. Oliver, Alyssa, thank you both so much for joining us. Before we conclude today, what are some emerging trends that you guys see in podcast marketing and with creators that they can start looking into or researching? I think AI was a really big one that we talked about. But are there any other emerging trends that podcasters can start getting on now in terms of being able to reap the benefits of that audience growth?
I would say right now, just get in the habit of trying SEO and trying to optimize your podcast for that. You know, there's so many podcasts out there and there's more being added every day. So just getting in the habit of using some of these tools, whether it's AI or your own brain, just try getting in the habit of transcribing, naming those files, really getting ahead of that stuff. Like Oliver had mentioned, getting on like SEMrush or Google AdWords, trying out some experiments with some different keywords. Chapter art, I think, is going to probably be another big thing. We're seeing Apple really trying to push that, and more hosting platforms are trying to get in on that and trying to figure out how to simplify that process and make it a little bit more accessible and easier to do. So just trying new things like that, I think that's going to be a pretty big trend coming up in podcasting as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a lot here on chapters at Podbean as well. So I'll have the link here in the show notes if anybody has questions on how to identify chapters within your episodes.
On social networks, you'll see podcasts that are like essentially recorded for being on the social network, I think. So there's podcasts that are audio first, which is the kind of more historic podcast. But then there's podcasts that are recorded essentially knowing that it's going to be a video. And so I think like in general, if someone has headphones and a mic on social media, like as a viewer, you immediately assume, oh, this person's probably smart. Like they have a headphone and microphone. That's how I think of it anyways. Like, oh, they're probably going to have something interesting.
I thought you were going to say, I'd assume they have a podcast.
Yeah, I definitely assume they have a podcast, but I also think like, oh, this person's going to be knowledgeable about what they're talking about. They're going to probably say something interesting and engaging. And yeah, absolutely, they have a podcast. And so while I think a lot of the podcasts that I see on social that are doing that might not totally line up with the ones that are topping the charts as the more traditional podcast. And so what I think is going to be interesting is to see which podcasters that are more traditional experiment with that style of video where you're doing a short clip of you and maybe you're in a little studio, maybe you have some lighting, maybe you don't, but maybe you just try it and you put in the captions is huge because a lot of people are watching social media when they shouldn't be. So they need to read what's there. And so maybe they're at work. Maybe they're supposed to be doing something else, but they want to like just zone out for a second. And so they're going to stick with that clip if they can read what you're saying. And so I think experimenting with like what you see out there that is not necessarily like what you've been doing, but is definitely around video, I think is a good way to go. And it doesn't have to be the whole episode. Like I think you mentioned with this, we're recording all this as video, but most likely we're not going to put out the entire video. It'll be like a few clips from it, right? And so I think you could even manufacture clips just for that based on part of your, it depends on your episode. And if it's an interview, you probably can't recreate it. But if it's a more scripted podcast, you can definitely make, okay, this 30 seconds, we're going to record the video, but we're not going to do video for the whole podcast because that would be too much work. But for these 30 seconds, let's try a few videos there. So I think one trend I see is just experimenting with all types of different video is going to be a huge, huge trend for podcasting. I don't think it's necessary because podcasting is an audio medium at its core, but trend-wise, I'd say that's going to be a huge part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you both so much for joining us. I think that's such an important tip in terms of being able to see what's coming around the corner. So for all you podcasters out there, we know videos, it's blowing up. So it's something where it's really exciting to see how people are responding to video on different social platforms, on different directories. And we're just excited for all the podcasters out there who are going to have a bit of a play and grow their audiences. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Podcasting Smarter. If you have any podcasting questions or want to get in touch, send us an email at podcastingsmarter@podbean.com. Thanks so much and happy podcasting.